But these poems also rendering ashar is just something which is bidat. And we don't do it now for entertainment. There are those that have musical tones, or they have some rhythm, or some beat, or some vibe, etc. Then those are not the poems we listen to. Listen to the poetry of pious people, of impious people. Effect is different. What the person wrote, what was the inspiration behind it, what was the zeal behind it, what he wants in the listener, that's important. What you want to put into the listener's heart, like, as the Shaykh al-Hadith, as Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when he wrote Fadail al-Sadaqat, Fadail al-Amal, what he had in his heart, what he had in his heart, the ink didn't flow from the pen, it flowed from the heart. That this kitab was effect heart. That is why Hadith Naqoda Sahib Rahimullah mentioned that this kitab, Fazail al-Amal, has produced millions of awliya. How many read this kitab and changed their lives? So we listen to the ashar and poetry and nazams or hamd or naat or those that are pious people. Mufti Mahmud Sahib Rahmatullah Al-Qadi, Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, or Gaita Kabir. They wrote this now with the pain in their heart and love for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. The effect is different. Nowadays most of us are listening to it because of the tune. Don't understand anything, but the tune is nice. It gives a bit of a beat, it's entertainment. So we want halal entertainment. And Quran says, dunya is not a place of entertainment. It's a place of amal, iman, taqwa. And in this Allah Ta'ala has kept enjoyment, inshallah.